In the weeks after his sister's funeral, I went to Adam's place a lot, but that small trailer seemed even smaller, sadness pressing in from all sides, the air thick with loss. I'd go over when his dad and siblings were at work, and we would sit in the bedroom Adam shared with his brother, JJ. Adam would play guitar and teach me the lyrics to his favorite country western songs. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and filet gumbo. We'd sing about cheating hearts and hot rod Fords and $2 bills. Like his father, Adam loved Hank Williams, and we'd sing those songs over and over until Adam's fingers got tired and our voices became hoarse. If his dad came home, we'd stop mid-song, close the bedroom door, and hope we could fly beneath his radar until he'd had a few beers and decided to take a nap. But my favorite memories from that summer took place in my bedroom, in the basement of our house on Washington Street. I wish I had a photograph of the scene, wish I could frame the memory of it, hang it on a wall as confirmation of the kind of love that is possible between two boys, before the chipping away begins, before encroaching manhood exacts its toll. I would be lying on my stomach in bed with my record player on, listening to some of Mom's 45s, Nat King Cole, Elvis, Bill Haley and the Comets, waiting for Adam. Just hearing him bound down those stairs made my stomach flutter. He'd come in with a smile on his face, and without a word, he'd shut the door behind him. I'd prop my chin in my hands and watch him walk toward my bed. He would slowly climb on top of me, both of us fully clothed, and spoon his body into the shape of mine, rest his head between my shoulder blades, let his mop of blonde hair fall against the back of my neck. I'd raise my head into him, rubbing the back of my head against his hair. Then I'd lower my left cheek to the pillow, my head turned away from the wall, and feel the weight of him settle into me. He'd bring his arms around my chest and bury his hands, palms up, between my ribs and the blanket below. We would lie that way for 30 minutes, an hour, barely moving, barely talking, letting the 45s fall one on top of the other while we breathed each other in, savored the sensuous nature of what we were doing. Sometimes I would get aroused, sometimes he would, sometimes neither of us would. It was about more than sex. It was about feeling safe next to each other, about finding a place no one else could inhabit but us. For Adam, it may have been a way of holding on to someone after Diane's death, a way of loving that he never experienced with his own parents and siblings. Whatever it was, I wanted it to last forever.